Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson put in the spotlight the challenges women of color face in the workplace, from their qualifications being questioned to enduring microaggressions. We all saw it play out live on national television. So now imagine you're a young girl of color. You're preparing yourself for high school, maybe college, maybe a career, and you know that all of those challenges will be facing you. Well, that's where CEO and best-selling author Minda Hartz comes in. She's written a new book. It's called You Are More Than Magic. She is joining us today to talk more about it. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Gemma.
So first off, will you tell us about the book itself? Because it really is kind of a guide for young women of color.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm not a teen anymore, but I remember what it was like being a teenage Black girl in a predominantly white town and school and always being the only one and feeling isolated. And that feeling doesn't go away when you enter into corporate America or nonprofit spaces. And as I started to do work around adult women of color in the workplace, I started to think about what did the 15, the 14-year-old me need to hear back then to remind myself that I deserve what I have right now. And I wanted to reach back and play this big sister to a generation of girls who sometimes their voices are silenced or people are already labeling them things that they don't even know what those things mean, right? And so I wanted to be able to talk to them and say, hey, I understand that it's sometimes hard to navigate these waters and let's navigate them together.
And I think it's so interesting that your book is coming out right at the time where the first African-American woman is likely to become she will be the first African-American female justice on the Supreme Court. Because when we all witnessed what happened, and frankly, vitriol that was directed towards her, questioning of her qualifications, when we know by looking at her resume that she is probably the most qualified person to sit on the bench. And then when I read your book, I just sat there and I thought, you know, wow, if you are a woman of color, you have more obstacles than anyone in our country when it comes to trying to have success. And I'm just curious about your thoughts on that and the timing of your book coming out, because you had no idea that your book would come out right at this time.
I had no idea, but it actually is the reason why we need books like this, because, you know, Judge Jackson, she's not a monolith. There's a lot of really awesome Black women out there doing really great things in the world. But sometimes our credentials, our qualifications are questioned and scrutinized in a way that other people will never get asked those same questions. And I think it's so important to let our girls know that, listen, you deserve everything you get. And some people may not see your value and may not see your worth, but you don't have to tie it to their thoughts, right? And I think that also reminding us that if you are part of young girls' lives, that be those allies that they need. You know, we saw Cory Booker show up for Judge Jackson in those moments, and we all can be that for each other. We can be that person in the classroom. We could be that educator that it says the thing that young girl needs to hear. And I think we just have to see that we need people. It really does take a team sport, and I want them to know that we're rooting for them along the way.
You know, I know you tailored the book towards young girls of color, but I have to say, when I read the book, I thought, wow, I needed something like this as a teenager. And I am Caucasian, but I am a woman, and to have really a guide to help you navigate, you know, did you think about that at all? How there might be this intersectionality of just, you know, young girls in general needing those people and a book to help you navigate your life?
Yes, absolutely. I did write it with the focal point being Black and brown girls, because I feel like their voices are sometimes lost in narrative. But I do believe it is a good book for just resources and guides and self-advocacy. So my hope is that I invite our, you know, readers who don't identify as a teenage, you know, Black or brown girl, but to get it for your teens of any, you know, however they might identify, our young kings and queens and royals, because I think these are just resources, like how to build your network, how to choose good friendships that add to you, to your life and not take away or make you feel bad, and how to have difficult conversations. Those are all skills that we need in our toolkit. And funny thing, I had a 30-year-old woman get an early copy of You Are More Than Magic, and she sent me a message. She's like, I need this right now. So thank you.
Yeah, right. Well, let me reintroduce you for folks who are just joining us. We're talking to CEO and bestselling author Minda Hartz about her new book. It's called You Are More Than Magic. And Minda, I want to get into some of the nuts and bolts of the book right now. So one of the things you mentioned was friendship. So you call this building your squad. Talk to us a little bit about what you write about, because you write about, you know, what you need to look for in a friend, right? Find yourself mentors, but also, okay, this was huge. Setting boundaries so that you can have healthy mm-hmm. relationships. This is something that I think so many women, it takes years. I mean, you mentioned that woman who's in her 30s, right? I mean, mm-hmm. so many women, it takes that long to figure this out.
Yes, it took me a long time to figure it out. I'm still, you know, navigating the waters, but I said, what if we knew how to create boundaries as a teenager? How would that serve us in our workplaces today? And one of the things that I talk about is also building relationships, because I know that you and I have both heard other women say, well, I don't get along with other women, or I don't make friends with other mm-hmm. women. I think, well, there must've been something back in, you know, your younger years that showed you that. So let's talk about what it looks like to be a friend, and then what values do you look for in a friend? So for example, you know, I talk about some toxic friendships I was trying to hang on tightly to that were not serving me and making me be my best self, and how some of those breakups, you know, hurt just as much as a romantic one. But to put yourself forward and saying, does this align with my goals? And is it okay to let this go if it's not serving me? And then mm-hmm. you'll be able to do that and identify those types of people later in your career who might become mentors, sponsors, or, you know, allies. And I think it's so important for us to talk about that, because at that age, the likability factor is like at a 10, right? You just want to be liked so bad that you forfeit some of your own values and goals.
Right. No, absolutely. And then that can carry into adulthood if you don't mm-hmm. have that tool in your toolbox as a teen. Yeah. You also say, you know, say what you mean, but I love this. You go without being mean. So talk to us about this as well, because once again, I think in particular with young women of color or women of color in general, there is this idea that if you speak up, you're angry. Mm-hmm. And that is such just it is such a stereotype, but it is something that so many women deal with, and we have to know how to speak up.
We have to. It's key for our success and for our mental health, really, because I think about all the times that I swept things under the rug, or that I didn't mm-hmm. feel like I could say anything because I didn't want to be labeled angry, aggressive, or feisty, whatever have you. And so I shrunk myself and I silenced myself at the expense of my own well-being, when I realized that, you know what, I could actually let people know what good looks like to me, right? And I can say that in a way that that centers me, but it centers the situation, and it's up to them how they take it, right? But if I'm doing it from mm-hmm. a place of respect and dignity, then I've done my part. And I just want our young girls to learn how to activate their voice, because we all have a voice. We just have to decide how we want to use it.
And I think that's such critical information, right? That part of using your voice and using it for good. And that doesn't mean mm-hmm. that you are responsible for how other people take that.
Exactly. The part of the equation we can solve is how we go into it. Now, if somebody labels us feisty or angry or docile, then that's on them, right? But you came to mm-hmm. it letting people know what is important to you. And I think the more we understand what those things are and we practice it, and that's what I talk about in the book, is practice it, right? Continue mm-hmm. to do it, because the more you flex that muscle, the easier it will get.
And I think that this next bit of advice really falls into line with that idea of self-advocacy, and that is courage. And you talk about mm-hmm. lean into that courage. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah. So when I think about the work that I do, you know, in my day to day, a lot of what I've done, Gemma, is lean into courage, meaning that one definition is the ability to do something that frightens one. And oftentimes as mm-hmm. women, and especially women of color, we're always like worried, right? We're cautious about some of the things that we're going to do because we know what the outcomes could potentially be. And so I'm saying courage is fear that said his prayers. You may be scared to say the thing, you might be scared to go after it, but you deserve it, right? You deserve to see what's on the other side of that fear, which is the courage. And you think about all the women that came before you and I, we're beneficiaries of their courage. We get to walk in this world a little bit different than they got to. And so as we lean into our courage, other people get to be beneficiaries of it too. So it's not just for us, it's for others. And I want our young girls to know that courage is available to them if they want to activate it.
And I think that's so important for kids in general. I mean, my youngest, he has a bit of anxiety, and we were in a situation the other day where he was really anxious about something. And he asked me, he goes, "Mom," he said, how do you do it when you're so nervous? How do you do something when you're so nervous? And I looked at him and I said, I say a little prayer, I gather some courage, and I just do it. Mm-hmm. And it seems simple, but it is also something that can potentially take into adulthood to learn that it's that simple, but it's still difficult sometimes.
Yeah, it's very difficult because if courage was easy, we'd all be brave and courageous, right? But it's
right.
It's not that simple. But knowing that it's a tool in our toolkit that we could use if we want to, right? So what would it look like to talk to your teacher if you're uncertain about a grade you got because, you know, it's not in alignment with past grades you've gotten? Not to just sweep it under the rug, but to say, you know what, let me have a conversation. I owe that to myself. And that takes courage, or to have that difficult conversation with your parent or guardian, but knowing that only you can do what you can control. And so how we navigate this world, at least showing up and letting people know what our boundaries is one good step.
And let's talk about networking, because I think, especially from a professional standpoint, this is so critical. And in my experience, I don't think a lot of women have known how to do this well, but I think it's because we haven't been mentored to learn how to network. Whereas men have learned that they have almost a system set up of networking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think when I look at my career, I was told this piece of advice, work hard and keep your head down. And while I was working hard and keeping my head down, I was like, wait a second, how are these other people getting ahead? And they had a network and of people who were speaking their names in the rooms they weren't in. And so I wanted to go back, you know, to the future in my DeLorean, to this book, this young adult book, and say, hey, you can actually start building your network right now, right? Those coaches, those teachers, those parents of friends or guardians that you look up to, start to ask them questions, start to build those relationships because you never know where they might lead you to. And understanding what mentors are. And then once you find one, how do you prepare? How do you keep up with that relationship? Like there's so much tangible tools that are fertile for them right in their area as a teenager that they can leverage when they get to be our age.
And I think with that said, is that women of our age, I think have a responsibility to be open to being mentors and helping young women who are coming up to network.
Absolutely. Success is not a solo sport, and somebody more than likely helped us. And so we need to make sure that we're lifting as we climb too.
Yeah. And finally, which I think, you know, this kind of maybe encompasses all of that, and that is self-worth. So you say you need to know your value.
Yes, you need to, because if you don't know it now, people are going to try to take it away from you when you get into, you know, your adult life. And so understanding that someone's no or biases does not dictate your worth, but it starts with you. How you see yourself is everything. And my mom used to always tell me and my brothers, as long as you know, meaning as long as you know that you're awesome, that you're talented, don't let anybody else try to take that away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I thank you so much for talking to us today. I think this book is just so important for young women, for people who are setting out into the world. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've been speaking with CEO and best-selling author Minda Hartz about her new book, You Are More Than Magic. It's for sale now. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.